Blog Talk Radio.
My King, you are my Savior, you are my Redeemer, Lord God, and we come to you this morning thanking and praising you for this new day, thanking and praising you for your love, thanking and praising you for being the King of all kings. You sit high above all things and all places and all people, and we reverence you this morning. We give you glory and honor. We thank you that you're going to speak to our hearts today. You're going to speak to our spirits today. Where we need to hear from you, you're going to answer. And we give you all glory and all praise in Jesus' name. Good morning, prayer warriors. God bless each and every one of you. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Get up. It's time to rejoice. It's time to give him thanks and praise. Come on, turn those sheets loose and get up and give a dance. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but that song, King, O King by Moret Brown Clark, I love that song. It gives me that private time where I could just act like I'm singing on a stage with my brush in my hand like a microphone. I love to give God praise, and I thank God for that song. And, of course, we love music here at To Be Restored, so we hope and pray that that music got you a little bit more awake so you can hear what we have to say. We have some mighty great things to share with you today, as the Lord has given to us to go further in our discussions on the family. And so thankful for our other hosts this week. Thank God for those that are standing in the place of leading here at To Be Restored Ministries, Dr. Ventrice, that mighty woman of God, and, of course, Pastor Carr. He brings it on in for the men. We thank God for him. Also taking those names for families as we are praying for those families and continuing to pray for your family. And then also Minister Omikio yesterday came. So we're just so thankful for this time that we have set aside and that you join us. We thank God for each and every one of you that are faithful in joining us every day. Oh, my goodness, it's just amazing to see how this ministry is growing. And now I'm even meeting people that are saying, I listen to you every day. And it's so I'm thankful for those of you that are sharing about this broadcast. That is, we are now no longer a conference call, but even though you can still dial in, you can listen to our podcast every day, any time of the day at www.blogtalkradio.com/be restored. Now, I know I went through that fast, but at the end, if you listen, there'll be a message that'll give you all the information on how you can listen more about what we have to share, how you can find us on the web, how you can find our website. You can also get our phone number. So get a pen and a piece of paper so you can get that information later, but also get a pen and paper because I have something special to share with the ladies today. Not excluding any men. If you're on, men, do not get off. Do not log off. Do not hang up, because this is going to encourage you, as, of course, many of you listening, you have sisters, you have wives, you have daughters. And what we want to share today, and I'm so thankful, I have a special treat for everyone, but I'm so thankful for this topic because this is something that's really dear to my heart as I have grown to be a woman that loves God, and I want to encourage more women to do so and to make God first in their life. So our title today is God is My First Husband. God is my first husband. And for many of you that are listening, women, of course, you're saying the same thing. You know, how you've secluded yourself and you've covered yourself. Even if you are married in the natural, of course, and have a husband, God being the first husband, that's the place where we found love first. And when that happens, and of course, if you get married and then get saved, it's still the same, because the real love that we have, the real love in showing us how to love one another, how to love God, or how to love people, of course, comes from God. And God being our first husband is so important as women. So I have a very special treat. I have a dear, dear friend. Oh, my goodness. She is so precious to me. I'm so thankful for her. And her name is First Lady. Yep, that's on her birth certificate. First Lady Beverly Harris. Y'all know I'm playing this Friday. I like to have fun on Fridays. But we know it's not on her birth certificate. But she definitely is ordained to be in the seat and to wear the hat, because she is an elegant, just a loving woman of God that has been in my life, for a few years now. How long have we known each other, Beverly?
As long as you've been in Mary Kay.
Okay. Yeah, okay, right. Okay, so 2010 I came in, but I think when I started building and becoming a director and all of that, that was 2014. So that's when we really got to know each other. Because I think I met you before then, met you through my sister, right?
Yes.
Some years
absolutely.
Prior. But we got to know each other more close and intimate, because truly I call you my sister. You are my friend. You truly are. We have so many things that we share alike, and that we, you know, of course, being in the role. I know.
Yeah. Amen.
Being in the role that we're in, as well as just wives, mothers, women that love God, and
yes.
really want to be what God is calling us to be in this day and hour. And so I have First Lady Beverly Harris. She is the pastor's wife. Well, I'll let you tell about yourself. Tell who you are.
Well, praise God. Good morning. Good morning. I told Lady Marlene, only for her. But
I recruit people for early in the morning, right?
Yes. Amen. And other things. And I know that the people that are listening that are very personal to you know that,
yes.
know that. They know that you
yes.
you recruit really well. You know, sometimes
oh, wow.
you don't even
Thank
know
you.
You're being recruited. Until you're like, don't you remember? However,
right.
My name is Beverly Harris, and I serve as First Lady with my husband, Pastor Ed Harris, and we
yes.
pastor St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church in Harvey.
Yes.
And we are the church that is making a mark on other people's lives.
Yes.
And we are, you know, in this war together.
Yes.
In this war
you're
win souls
yes.
and for the kingdom of God and
yes.
for people to know that there's another way to live your life, and it's
yes.
through Jesus Christ. And so
glory
I'm just grateful
God.
For my partnership and my friendship and my kinship with Lady Marlene, and I couldn't ask for a better friend, a better sister.
Mm.
And I know most of you that are on, you miss her too. I miss her greatly. But I'm grateful for the invention of the telephone, because without
yes.
it, I don't know what I would do.
Yes, and the airplane.
And the airplane. But I don't want to hold you too long. I just want to share with the women, men, again, don't you get off. But I
That's
am
right.
teaching a Kingdom Woman series, and Lady Marlene and I were talking yesterday, and I was just sharing some things with her. But the Lord put this upon my heart for the women today. And as Lady Marlene said earlier, you know, we were not taught years ago when we were little girls that Jesus, that God was our first husband. Because I think if we were taught that aspect, we would be a little bit better off. Not that we're in bad shape,
mm-hmm.
but there would be some other things that we would have understood better. We probably
yeah.
would have did some things differently.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what the Lord gave me as I was resting for you today, women. You know, you... We came into this year, and people were always talking about self-care and self-love. And, but there is some selfish love that was bestowed upon women.
That's good.
And that love came directly from your first mate. Oftentimes you hear... you left your first love. Well, sometimes you never knew who your first love was. I'm here to tell you, your first love, your first mate, your first intimate encounter was Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And it did not start when you gave your life, but it started when he made you. When you go to the Word of God in Genesis 1, if you start at 26 when it talks about when God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and it goes on. But when it talks about, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created him. Male and female, he created them. Let me let you know how intimate this encounter was. When he made you, woman, He put the man to sleep. The man had no idea. He had no participation in it because he was asleep. But God put him to sleep, took rib out of him, and put on your sanctified imagination cap. God was there intricately creating you. When you look at your body and your makeup, I don't care what size we are, God took his time. He thought about us. He thought about how he wanted us to look, how different we are from the man. That was intimate. And he loved you so that he wanted that encounter to be special. Your first love. Now we all go through life and things happen and everything, but there is a time in your life, I want you to think about it, when something was stirred in you and you remembered your first love. You remember how it felt to go to him, how it felt to be embraced by him. Your first love.
My Lord.
Isn't it so wonderful to know that even right now today, we can transfer that experience with our young women? That's what's missing.
Yes.
We don't let them know that your first love is God. We don't share the experience of how he loved on us, how he created us, how he took his time. When we talk about Genesis, we get so consumed about the fruit that was eaten.
Yeah.
And whose fault it was.
Yeah.
That part, important, but not as great as who created you. And so as I was teaching in the Kingdom Woman series that I teach, the first lesson that we talked about the value of a Kingdom Woman.
Yeah.
God wants every woman on this line to know that you are a Kingdom Woman.
Yes.
You are a female, specific, who consistently places and positions herself under the rule of God in her life, her first love. A female who consistently places and positions herself under the rule of God in her life. Now, that does not mean that you do everything right every day, every minute of the day, every second of the day. But what it does mean is that you're consciously aware that your first love, if you're single, he's still your love. If you're married, he's your love and then you have your earthly love. But as you consistently place and position yourself under the rule of God in your life on a daily basis, you every moment, every second, you get to feel that love. He wants you to know that you are valuable to him. How do I know that? He tells me in Genesis how valuable I am when he created me. You are valuable to God. And as women of God, Kingdom Women, we need to let our young women know how valuable they are to God. No matter if they've been crushed, bruised, spit on, torn, none of that changes their value.
That's right.
And so as kingdom women, the other thing God wants you to know, that he created you to be on display.
Hmm.
I'll give you a quick, something quick to let you know what I'm talking about. In the series, Dr. Tony Evans talks about he and his wife, they love to go to New York. And they love Saks Fifth Avenue, the store. And in the wintertime, in the window, there is a live mannequin displayed. Now, the only way you know that it's a mannequin is the eyes move. But she has been hired to be still.
Mm.
When he talked about that, he talked about the mannequin as being the woman, Saks Fifth Avenue as being owners, and the world as being the kingdom.
Mm.
And so God has created us so that we would be on display so that the world would know how great he is and give him glory. We need to get back to our true positions under our first love. So if you're a single woman on this line, I want you to know that God loves you. He wants you exclusively to lean and depend on him, get your direction from him, and acknowledge him.
Yeah.
If you are a married woman on this line, the same thing. However, you have an earthly husband. And as your earthly husband takes his position under God's leadership,
yes,
then you fit perfectly under him.
Hmm.
When we fall out of alignment, that's where chaos comes.
Hmm.
We need to get back to our first love. We need to realize that we're our value in him, how much he loves us.
Hmm.
We need to consistently place ourselves and position ourselves under his rule. And we need to allow God, because it's free will. We need to allow God to work in us and through us.
Yeah.
Because we have been on display, but we've been on display for foolishness.
Mm.
Now we need to turn that around and be on display for his glory.
Glory to God. Mm.
So he loves you, kingdom woman. He values you, kingdom woman.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. So rich. So rich. Some of the things that you've said, well, everything you've said is so relevant, but some of those things are even pinpoint, like dead smack on when you talk about the value and the display, the value of the woman. And that's one of the things that I think we've lost sight of in our society today, especially in our country.
Absolutely.
You know, because the value of the woman and what we represent just as a woman, just as a female, then when you add kingdom woman to it, that takes it up, you know, to the highest level of value, because God, you know, in our series that's coming for the month of June, and for those of you that have just tuned in, I want to remind you that we've delegated June as the month of the family. And, of course, today being the last day of May, this week, of course, we focused on some pinpoint things in the family. And I chose to talk about this because this is a ministry that's really dear and close to me, and that is to minister to women. I love the men of God. I thank God for every man that's a part of even To Be Restored. Have some men that are faithful to this ministry as well. But I know that, and the Lord spoke it to me through prophecy and also just put it in me at an early age that I was going to minister to many women. I was told that several times by different people just calling me out that the ministry that I have is specifically to minister to women. And one of the things that I find over and over again, First Lady Beverly, is how not only have we accepted what the enemy has done in devaluing us, we walk in that. And as women, in the way that we fashion and fit our lives today, the value has been, we've been devalued because of what we allow Satan to use people, places, and things to devalue us, and we accept it. Like, for instance, you know, in the secular world, with some of the music that we pay money, we go to concerts, and we, you know, take these things on because we want to be accepted, and yet all along accepting what is a lie from the enemy. When we talk about the secular music and even in society, how we try to even refashion ourselves in a sense by so many things that, you know, and I don't want to get too deep into some of the augmentations that we, you know, accept to do with our bodies, because there's different things that go with that. However, understanding the value of how we're fashioned, I love what you said, even in using that study, going back to Genesis and looking at how God created us. That was the first intimate encounter. I love when you said that, because it really sparked something to think about that, because that's not really how I ever thought about the creation of woman as being the first intimate encounter. And that, you know, God put the man to sleep, of course we know, and then took that time and fashioned, and because he wanted us to know how valuable we were, he presented her, you know, he presented her to that man. And, you know, when you said that, the kingdom woman is the female who consistently, now correct me if I'm wrong, because I wrote it down and I wanted to write it exactly like you said it, a female who consistently places and positions herself under the rulership of God. Did I get that right?
In her life, yeah. Under the rule of God in her life, yes.
Rule of God in her life, yes.
In her life, yes.
Yes, a female who consistently places and positions herself under the rule of God in her life. So that means daily.
Yes. Daily.
Right? That's a daily, it's so natural. It's supposed to be so natural. It's not something that we're supposed to put on and take off. It's supposed to be under the rule of God in her life daily, like you said, seeking God and letting that intimacy remind us of the value. And, you know, what do you think about where society has put the value, oh my goodness, of the woman, First Lady Beverly? You know, why do we know, you know, some of those things that we fight against, even when we turn the television on and turn on Basketball Wives and those things that sometimes we get caught up in and then try to fashion ourselves. What do you think that does to our value when we start trying to fashion ourselves after the world? And we're called to be kingdom women.
Well, first of all, we are doing a disservice to God, because we're supposed to be fashioned after him.
Yes.
And when we revert, we're supposed to be peculiar people, which we're supposed to look different and act different than the world. But when we turn it around and we look just like them, what we're really doing is saying, oh, this world, this life of living as a kingdom woman or as a Christian, is not enough. So I'm going to borrow a piece of yours. Which is not good. I want to say one thing before we go on. When we were talking about kingdom women and them being on display, and this goes right along with what we're talking about, though, that we are to model a kingdom life and lure people into the kingdom of God. But when we are watching the other things, and I'm looking at Susie, my neighbor across the street, and Susie got a nice car. Her husband fall all over her. Her kids, you know, it looks all good, but she not living a saved life. I am being envious of something that I probably don't even understand. It looks good on the outside, but when Susie go in, he probably whooping on her head.
Yeah.
But you don't even see that. You only see the outside.
Wow.
So but the Bible talks about us being peculiar people. We should not, even though it can be tempting, let's be real, it can be tempting to see something different and want that. But is that what God has for you? We're always talking about, what God has for me is for me, but what does he really have for you? And do you understand and know what it is?
Oh, my
Because
Lord.
If you did, you wouldn't be looking at that other stuff.
Come
you
on.
Know?
That's
you talk
it.
About basketball wives and all of that. I don't watch it because I don't want to ever demean myself.
Thank you.
That's how I think of them. You know,
breath
out, nasty mouth, but you got a little bit of money.
Yes.
But if you don't have no self-worth and if you don't value yourself, because they're not valuing themselves because they don't know the King of Kings.
Come on now.
And you're not valuing yourself. You can't give what God's giving you to your daughter. What you're giving her is the same mess that you're going through. And it's a perpetual cycle. And hello, here we are right now at it.
Yes.
Everything that looks good ain't good for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. I love that you said that. Thank you. And, you know, and we're not judging. I don't judge anyone who watches it, but it always is interesting to me because, as I stated, one of the ministries that I'm passionate about is ministering to women. But when we find ourselves seeing those cycles repeated in our daughters, most of the time, that's when we get the wake-up call. Because
Absolutely.
What we've already set in motion with our own lives, as we fashioned it after Susie across the street, or something that is on television that is not real anyway. Come
on
now, let's be real. They call these reality shows, but they're not real because they're set up. You know, they're designed and set up to entertain us, you know. And
Absolutely.
Some of those, I like reality TV too, but like you said, some of those that are devaluing us as women, because here's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the kingdom woman. As a kingdom woman, I cannot subject myself to the lies of the world and what the world says I should, how I should react, how I should respond, how I should treat my sister. Because even some of them, you know, we won't even get on some of the shows that are titled these things that are blatantly defying our value as women, you know, in within the content of how they stage it and set it up. And this is the week y'all going to fight, you know. And it's just taking, it's stripping us of what we're supposed to set as an example of a woman that is chosen, that is hand-fashioned. God took his time. Now, he doesn't tell us in the book of Genesis how long he took to make us. But I got a feeling I got a feeling with the detail that he put in on us than he
Amen.
Did the man.
Amen.
And
Amen.
It took him some time. It took him some time to think about how we are to be shaped and how, you know, and no matter what you think about your shape today, come on now, because I'm talking to me too.
Amen.
No matter what you think
Amen.
About that physical shape, that you know what I'm saying? That inner
yes.
woman, the shaping
yes.
that he intended
Praise
for you to continue and to build on, that's where the value sets. That's where the value lies in what God did in that first intimate encounter. I'm telling you, you gave me something powerful today. You gave me something. And that's why I wanted you on here. And I wish we had time to really, because you and I can go. We can go like 2-3 hours for real when we start talking, because we have so much to share with each other. And we've had some great and grand times that we've seen God minister to us together, and then in
Amen.
Business together.
Amen.
And then, of course, the seat that we sit in and we share. But I want to talk about this for a minute, and then I'm gonna share 3 points that I have. But I want to also talk about, because we touched on this, and that's when I said, "Oh, you got to come on with me tomorrow." I just rearranged everything and said, "You got to," because one of the things that we also see happening in society today, there's a whole lot of divorce happening.
Yeah.
Right.
In the kingdom.
A whole lot. Oh, yes, in
mm-hmm.
the kingdom. In the church,
in
amongst those who are supposed to have,
yes.
that do have the answer.
Yes.
We have the answer. Jesus Christ is the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we know marriages fall into hard, hard places. Marriage
yes.
is not, you know, y'all know that's my title, Marriage Ain't for Punks. It's not designed to, you know, make you just have this blissful life, that everything goes right, and, you know, once you get married, all your problems are solved as a woman. Absolutely not. No, you get on the
it's
front
work.
Line. Oh, my God. You get ready to work, and you're about to fight a fight you've never fought before, especially
yeah.
when you and he are kingdom called and kingdom designed and kingdom aware. But I want to touch on, because we touched on it just a little bit, what is a woman to do? And this, I know we have women on here that are in this predicament. What is a woman to do when her husband is not saved? What is it that she is to do when the husband is not in alignment? Because you touched on that a minute when you said how God is the covering, and then you have the man, because his design, which we're going to talk about more in June, the roles and the design of God for the family. But God's design is that he be the first, he be covering over the man. And then the man, of course, being submitted to God, then chooses a woman who comes under him, or shall I say even beside him, you know. But, of course, we know in rulership God set that order and design that the man be the head. But
yeah.
what do you do when you have one who does not acknowledge, and now here you are saved as a woman and you have a husband who is not acknowledging God as his Lord and Savior and totally out of alignment with God?
Well, you got to stand and you got to pray.
Yeah.
When we were talking yesterday, I told you about, and I never would have known it had we not been in our Kingdom Woman series, and one of the ladies, she just, you know, she asked the question, well, you know, Lady B, what do I do? Because, you know, my husband won't come to church. Okay, and so even though going to church, we should assemble together, like-minded
yeah.
individuals. We should.
Yeah.
But that's not the end-all, be-all. Do he submit to God?
That's it. That's it.
Is he acknowledging God?
That's it.
But what does
that's
the
it.
Woman do? She got to stand and pray. Because oftentimes we do the choosing.
or we kind of push it along.
Mm-hmm.
We know. Say I'm already saved. I'm already trying to live my life consistently under God's rule, and I see this man that I like. I
uh-huh.
want to be with him.
Uh-huh.
So I urge him, and I don't wait. That's the problem. It says, he uh-huh. that findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
Uh-oh.
But oftentimes uh-huh. you don't wait. So you dating, you egging that thing on, not really realizing you setting yourself up. And so now you're married.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Now you married,
mm-hmm.
and you want to run back to your first love, and you want to take him with you.
Oh.
But you have allowed him to shed you from some of those things that your first love taught you. So, because God loves us so much, and He gives us free will, He goes, "Okay, I'll let you marry him. I'll let."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But He don't really want God yet.
Mm.
He haven't seen the benefit of living a life with God.
Yes.
And so now you got to stand and pray.
Yes. Yes.
Because if everything is good, he's being faithful to you, you're being faithful to him, you're building a life together, you know, he's not beating on you, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
His only downfall, which is the greatest, is that he don't want to submit to Christ. You got to stand and pray.
Yes.
You got to fall on your knees, ask God to forgive you, and you got to pray. And then,
and remain
not only that,
on your knees.
Hello.
Stay there.
And not only that, you got to live your life as a kingdom woman that he can see.
Yes.
So that he knows, he sees your faith, your diligence, you're persevering in the things of God. And he wants it. Remember, you are on display to lure.
That's it.
You didn't lure before. Now you got to lure after.
Yes. Yes.
Makes it a little harder, but you got to do.
Yes, and luring for the glory of God, not for selfish. You know, we have to be delivered completely from this spirit called rejection that causes us to want attention, you know, in a way that brings it to our flesh, instead of putting that allurement in place and in practice for God, you know, and to draw them. And how do we do that? By the way we live that chaste life, that submitted life.
Yeah.
And that's where people will then question, how do you have so much peace, and especially knowing your situation is that you may have a husband that's not saved, or you may have some situations going on in your marriage. Maybe he is saved, or just, you know, some things that are going on that you're praying through. And sometimes those things get put on display as well. But we have to know.
Yeah.
If God allows those things to be put on display, he's allowing you an opportunity to give him glory in the open.
Yeah.
And not to take on the responsibility that God said all souls belong to him. So if your soul belongs to him, so does your husband.
Amen.
And if he's not saved, I like what you said, the stand. Because that leads me to even what I want to share. I wish we had more time, but I want to share just the three real quick points that I have even on this. When we're talking about that kingdom woman, the scripture in Proverbs 14, I believe it's Proverbs 14 and 2. I may have said 14 and 1. But a wise woman builds her house, and a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. We have to understand women. that we have power.
Yeah.
And where, you know, you said, First Lady Beverly, with that value and then the display, that's where I see the display being most important, is in our power. Because we do,
mm-hmm.
you know, women are attractive. You know, women are just attractive in that to the man who is pursuing or who is the pursuer. You know, he's attracted
mm-hmm.
to you because of what is on display. Because men are
That's
visual,
right? That's
right.
What he sees.
Yeah, what he sees is what he wants. And
That's right.
if he's seeing, now,
come on, talk
we
about
can admit,
it.
You know, we the way we used to look back, you know, when I got married, I'm definitely not in the, you know, same physical state as what my husband saw that fine summer day in 19 whatever. You know, but who I am, what is on display now, I work to have on display my spirit man. My
yeah.
spirit man being what is drawing and alluring, not just for his sake, but for everyone, for my children, for my coworkers, for, you know, those things are most important. And so when we're in alignment with that, when we understand what is to be displayed and how to properly display it, these are three things that I believe are important in us being married to God first. As it stated, as I used the scripture, a wise woman builds her house and a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. It's not just talking about a wife, but a woman in general. We have power to build houses. We have power to lead people.
Yeah.
Through our stand, that's the first thing.
Yeah.
As you stated, standing in prayer, standing in holiness, standing in a righteous lifestyle. And then our submission.
Mm.
Our submission, that's a word that we're afraid of. That's a word, and here I'm going to throw this in here for free. If you have trouble, single women, submitting to, and this is for young women as well as older women that are seeking to be married, if you have trouble submitting to authority, let's say you're still under, you know, you may be a young adult and you're still under the rulership of your parents or, you know, depend on your parents for part of your life and all of that, and you have trouble with them telling you what you should or what you shouldn't do, even if as we know, you get grown and you make your decisions, but yet if you have parents that love God, that are praying, that want to help guide you, and you don't want that guidance, you resist that, you're not ready for a husband, my dear.
Talk about it.
That authority is a problem for women today, especially even on jobs. You know, on jobs, if you have a problem with your boss, if every boss you get, something wrong with them, it's not the bosses.
That's right.
You got a problem with
Amen.
Authority. Yeah, you got a problem. If every leader that you get in the church or every leader, every person that you see that has an authoritative, and we have to be careful of that spirit called Jezebel, right? That spirit defies, the name Jezebel means unhusbanded. That's exactly what that name means. So anytime that spirit, and it can be just as subtle, just as small, and as T90, as my mom used to say, as an ant. It can be so tiny, but yet so dangerous. And if any traits of that is in us, that's why I constantly, God, take it out. I don't want to be anti-submissive because I know my first husband is you. I have to be able to respect authority in God. And that is then what gets put on display, like you said. And then finally, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Sacrifice is important as a woman, as First Lady Beverly was stating, that intimate place, you know, when we think about a sacrifice, that is an intimate thing. That's personal, the sacrifice. And God requires sacrifices out of all of us women when it comes to being a kingdom woman. That means you have to give up your own way. You know, when you are looking for God to be your all in all, You give up your own way. You're submitting. I love even what, as she stated, and I'm going to say it one more time before we pray. A kingdom woman, the value of a kingdom woman is based on a woman who, a female, who consistently places and positions herself under the rule of God in her life. And when we understand the sacrifice that goes with being with God, we don't want our own way. We don't want it. We consistently seek him and say, God, have your way with my life. Now, if some of the things that we mentioned today, you find yourself, even down to some of the things that you're driven to watch and be a part of, or you struggle with that jealousy or that comparison, maybe with your own sisters or your friends, and you always seem to devalue yourself or accept that lie from the enemy that says you're not good enough, we're here to pray for you today, women of God, because you're valuable. You're precious.
Yeah.
You are fashioned in such an excellent way by God, and he wants to use your life. So, First Lady Beverly, could you pray, and then I'll close with prayer.
Father, we thank you, and we love you, and we honor you, God, and we glorify and we magnify your name, God. And God, we thank you that early this morning we rose with our minds on you, God.
Yes,
preparing ourselves even for this moment, God, where we would learn how to submit, how to place and put ourselves under your rule, God, and how we left our first love, but how we get back to our first love, God. We thank you for that. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would forgive us, God, for not realizing or recognizing that you are our first love, and to really understand what that means, God. We're asking, God, not only you that, but for you to forgive us of those things that we may have thought or did or said that were contrary to your word and your will. We're asking you that you would clean us up, oh God, that you would create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, God. Father, we thank you for each and every single woman that's on this line, that as they submit to you and allow you to be their first love and to really hone in on what that means and how valuable they are to you, God, they'll be in alignment. And for every married woman that's on this line, God, as they submit to their earthly husband, and we pray, God, that their earthly husband submits to you, that they'll be in alignment, and that they too can place and position themselves under your rule. God, we thank you for them right now today, God. We thank you even, God, that this may be a new concept, a new thought, but as being a kingdom woman, God, but that this new thought would take root and would be pleasing to you, God, and would allow them to glorify you, God, and then allow them to teach another young woman who you are and how valuable they are in this kingdom world, God. We pray for the men that are on this line that also heard this new thought, that they would be willing, if their husbands, to seek you even more so that everything can be in alignment, Father. And we pray for the men that may not have wives, that they seek you as they're thinking about finding their good thing, God. I thank you for the opportunity, Father, for being on this line with Lady Marlene. I thank you, God, that we share in this kingdom building.
Yes, Jesus.
And that, God, for such a time as this, you have put us together, and we're in this war fighting, God.
Yes, God.
Fighting on your behalf, Father. We pray for the men of God that we stand beside in this war, God. We ask that you would touch them, oh God, from the tops of their heads to the sole of their feet, Father. That you would incline their wisdom and their knowledge on a daily basis, God. As they continue in this war and in this fight for you, God, that they would be totally sold out.
Yes.
God, we thank you on today. God, and we thank you for every other listener, those that will listen later, God, to the new thought and to the things that Lady Marlene brought out, and that they would be submissive in their hearts and in their minds, and that they would sacrifice the old way of living and thinking for a new way of living in Jesus Christ. God, we thank you today.
Thank you.
And Father, as we prepare for our day today, God, we ask, Father, that you would make our way successful today, God, that even as we get prepared, God, that there are people and places and things that you have set up for us to be a blessing to, God, that we individually be in tune to those things that you have for us, our assignments on today, God, that we be so in tune, that we be attentive to your voice.
Thank you, God.
And that we would do those things that you have called us to do just today, God. And we thank you yet again. Thank you, wonderful Jesus, again, for this opportunity to be among my sisters and brothers and to learn and glean from Lady Marlene and to be an example and give an example of the things that you have shared with me. I thank you yet again, God, and I ask it all in Jesus' name.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh,
thank
God,
you,
we just glorify you. We thank you, God, for your love today.
Yes,
we thank you, God, for your power today. We thank you, God, that your anointing is so rich right now in this place where we are together. Thank you, God, that we can feel your presence. We can feel
you
breathing on us even now. Oh, God, I pray for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I ask that you continue to let this same spirit, this sweet, content spirit, rest and rule us today as we go throughout this day and seeking to please you, Lord God. We ask that you would make our ears sensitive to what you have to say, our hearts sensitive. To what you feel for us and where you want to guide and lead us, Lord God. We thank you for making us all attentive to what your call is and coming to a higher level in prayer, a higher level in lifestyle, a higher level in seeking to please you, a higher level in knowing your word, letting your word become rhema on us, Lord God, letting your word become relevant to where we are right now and where we're going. We thank you, God, that your spirit is alive. It's moving now.
Jesus.
We pray especially for the women right now, God, for the women that have heard this and what we've shared and what we've touched on. Some of the areas, God, that we know we struggle with. We struggle with some areas of submission. We struggle with some areas where authority has been abusive or authority has misused or not even seen us for where we have seen ourselves going. Authority, it seemed, didn't understand that. But, God, we submit totally to you. We surrender now to your will. Whatever you allow, we trust it today. Who you allow us to be under, we trust it today, God. No matter what it might seem like it is, we trust that your will is being made known and done perfectly. God, the places we've gotten ourselves in, we repent. Some of us are in relationships that we know were not for you. Some of us have chosen to be friends to people we know are not for you. But God, help us today. Help us to detach. Help us to break the ungodly soul ties with those things that are not according to your will for our lives. We detach our soul, our mind, our will, our emotions, our heart, God, that's been wrapped around things that are ungodly, that are unproductive. God, we ask that you would take out every place that causes us to be drawn to those things. All the rejection, all of the hurt, all of the pain. Oh, God, we submit it to you today, and we thank you that you're going to fill the void. Fill
Thank
every
you,
empty space in every woman now, God. Yes. Let them know that intimate time in their creation, that time that you took to make them, to make them tall, to make them skinny, to make them dark, to make them light, whatever those physical things, God, that you've allowed and you've created them to look and to be shaped in. God, I thank you that that inner woman is going to be strengthened today to know that she's valuable in you. Forgive us for devaluing and accepting what the world has said. We detach from that lie. We break and destroy it now. We break and destroy the spirit of Jezebel that want to continue to lead us as women and allure us to things that are sensual and ungodly.
Yes. Yes,
God, we thank you for righteousness and holiness today. Place
thank
it on
you,
the
Jesus.
Inside of our hearts. Let us crave, God, for the things of holiness and righteousness, God. Make us those women that can be on display for your glory.
Yes,
we thank you for the word. I bless my sister today, God. Oh, God, I bless you, God, for putting Beverly Harris in my life. I thank you for her heart. I thank you for
thank
her
you.
Example as a woman that loves you. God, I thank you for the women that are under her that are coming up, her daughters and her spiritual daughters. Bless their church,
yes,
oh, God. Bless the man
yes,
of God. Bless those, God, that she will touch today. I thank you for her now. Thank you for her sacrifice. I thank you for her stand. I thank
yes,
you for
God.
Her submission to you. And we give you all the glory, God, that you're going to bless her life, even for this sacrifice she made this morning for us to hear from her. Bless her
yes,
ministry, God. Continue
yes,
to keep her. And, God, we thank you for all of the women that are under my voice now that have a ministry, that they're waiting
yes,
and they're trusting. I thank you that you're going to bless it. That you're going to give them
yes,
the perfect time when it is to manifest, when that ministry is to come forth, that you're going to bless them in it, that that ministry is going to bring you glory as you continue
yes,
to purge
Lord.
And wash and prepare us, God. We want to be used
yes,
by you
God.
As instruments. We want to be pleasing to you, and we thank you for it now. Thank you for preparing us. Thank you for giving
thank
us
you,
your
God.
Love. We
thank
you for
too.
It now in Jesus' name. And it is so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I give God praise.
Lord.
I thank God for you, Beverly Harris. Oh, my God.
God
you're
bless
such
you,
a blessing
sister.
To me. I love you. And, of course,
I love
each and every one of you. Thank you, dear. I love every one of you. I pray you have a blessed weekend. Go out there and love God like you've never loved him before. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you Monday morning. God bless.
Thank you for joining To Be Restored, a time of devotion and prayer. Brought to you by Marlene Carr and the partners of To Be Restored Ministries. Pray with us live every Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. Central Time, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. To join us while we're on live, dial 646-668-8056. Or tune in and listen to our podcasts at blogtalkradio.com/be restored. Do you need to build, rebuild, or strengthen your prayer life? Right now, you can access over 1,200 recorded prayers on numerous topics like faith, family, God's love, and forgiveness. Go to toberestored.org to access pre-recorded prayers, where you will find encouragement to pray through any of life's circumstances. Like and follow us on Facebook at To Be Restored Ministries and follow Marlene on Instagram at MarleneCarr1. If you're interested in contacting Marlene for a speaking engagement or desire information about enrolling in intercessory prayer training, visit toberestored.org or call Total Restoration Church, 815-573-5517. That's 815-573-5517. To Be Restored Ministries is committed to saturating the earth with prayer.